Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, April 14th, 2023. 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and what a beautiful day it is here in Marion. Thank Pastor Steve Whitaker. We always have a lot of fun on Friday mornings, 9:15 until 10 a.m. And we started our trivia earlier, businesses on the east side of Marion, and we've got about 7 of the 40. We're going to be giving away Neighbor's Pizza and Del Taco items as the morning progresses. So far, we've got Trish, Ted, Carrie, John, Carolyn, and Carol all in the competition. So stay with us because we're going to be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll continue on with that. Now, here's a name from Radio Past, but also a gentleman who's running for mayor in the city of Marion. Was on Linda's show yesterday, so a twofer here this week. our friend, the Democratic candidate for mayor of Marion, Glenn Coble. Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Trying to hit your audience double barrel to this week, yeah. Linda and I had a good discussion yesterday.
Now, I didn't get a chance to hear that yet. I'm going to listen to it.
Sure you are.
I'm going to put it. It's on my agenda, Glenn. It's number one on my agenda. But Sue McGowan called in the other day, and we had a nice conversation with her. And, Bill is always welcome. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk about some things because this week, and I know you have some things you want to talk about, but this week, the Marion FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, made their endorsement for Bill Collins for mayor. They're encouraging their members to vote for Bill Collins.
That's a surprise.
Well, let's start there, Glenn. Let's start there. Let's just get into it. Bill Collins is a 37-year member of law enforcement. He is a member of the FOP, current member. He is the past president of the FOP. Was there any doubt in your mind that he was going to get that endorsement?
They called me 4 weeks ago and said, we'd like you to come and speak for our committee to decide who we're going to endorse for mayor. And I know I couldn't. I did not cover it up. I kind of chuckled because I was thinking to myself, the FOP is going to endorse somebody other than a 37-year cop. I doubt it. But I said, and the gentleman that talked to me obviously understood that I thought it was a little crazy that they're asking me to come, but I said to him, I'll be glad to come. When do you want me there? And he said, well, we're hoping to do it on Monday. And I said, well, what time? He said, 6:30, something like that. But we'll get back to you and tell you when we're going to have it. I said, I'll be glad to be there. They never got back to me.
Well, now, see, this is our first bit of controversy because I had Jim Fisco on Wednesday morning. People can listen. The interviews are all there. And I asked him some of these questions. I said, was there any chance anybody else was going to get this endorsement because of Bill Collins' a law enforcement background? He said, yes, that's why we invited everybody down here. I asked him, did everybody show up for the interview? And he said, you did not. And he said he did not know why you did not show up. The time that you were supposed to show up, you didn't. And we had callers call in and said they were upset about that you would not show up. So now, the rest of the story, I guess.
Well, if he got... I went back through for about a week afterwards. I went through all my junk mail. I went through all my emails. I went through my phone to see if I got any phone calls because I certainly expected they would get back to me. But they did not give me a time. They gave me a proposed time, but we'll get back to you about it. They never got back to me. If they did, they called the wrong person.
Well, what do you think happened here? Because obviously Sue did show for hers. Mm-hmm. Clearly Bill showed for his. What happened?
I think it was just a miscommunication. I would have been glad to be there. I had spoken to that FOP group when I ran for state rep. I knew from the get-go I had no chance when I walked in. I could tell by the questions and the answers that the committee was giving me that I don't know why they didn't like me, but they didn't like me, and that's fine. It was a miscommunications, apparently, but they had my phone number because he called me to ask me if I would come. So if you don't get a response, why don't you call me back? Nobody called me back. I check my phone daily about that sort of thing, and maybe he tried to call me and it didn't go through, and then he forgot to call me. I don't know what happened. I don't want to cover for him, and I don't want to cover for me. All I know is what I did.
But you would have shown.
I would have been glad to show.
Well, it just came out that way the other day, so
it
is.
I saw it on the Star, and I said to my wife, you won't believe this. They made a big to-do about selecting Mr. Collins for their endorsement. I said, didn't everybody know that's what they were going to do? And that was another thing. I thought it was almost ludicrous to have a FOP say they're going to endorse one way or the other when they have a 37-year cop on the list. If they had been really concerned and they had really looked at the issues like I have, I think they would have had to at least give me some notice, and also Sue as well. Sue has some good points.
Mr. Fitzko said they would have chosen anybody. Everybody had a meeting, and we'll choose the best person.
If you believe that, I will eat your hat.
Well, here's another thing I brought up with Mr. Fitzko when he was on. I did say, Jim, I said, when you have a past president, when you have somebody who's got 37 years experience in law enforcement, when you have a current member, a lot of people felt that maybe this would be a year you would just recuse your backing. You would not back anybody. And they said, we don't feel we should do that. We don't feel we should have to recuse ourselves because it was open. We could have chosen anybody.
Well, and also, I believe that's one of the reasons why...
Endorsement. I couldn't think of the word endorsement there.
That's one of the reasons why I think it was brought up that maybe Mr. Collins should retire during running for this office, because you'd know darn well that the police, the FOP, and all the police are going to support a guy they see every day walking up and down the hallway, and he's got a lot of power in where he is now and where he was, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that are being swayed by that alone, and I just don't think it was senseless to have that endorsement.
Now, when you're a candidate, it's a little different than just making a suggestion. Are you calling for him to leave his current position, or just saying he should?
I'm saying he should. It's his decision. I think the voters should think about that. I'm not real fond of having a policeman take over as the head administrator of my city. Look at all the bad stuff that has happened recently that we've covered up. I don't think Mr. Collins will cover it up. I just think it leaves kind of a bad taste. It also gives a lot of opportunity to say bad stuff that probably wouldn't be true. I am absolutely certain that he's an honorable man, but there are going to be people that don't like him. I've already heard a couple people that don't like him tell me, well, he'll do this or he'll do that because he's a cop. And I think police officer is his entire education, is it not? I don't think he has...
Last 37 years, those have been the positions.
Yeah, I don't think he has been an administrator at that type of level, but administrator in police work? Yes, he has.
Now, there's something else I want to come to, but we're getting a question online. Kevin, thank you for being out there and listening. We've gotten this question here, so we'll just go to this real quick from Good. Kevin out there. Will you ask Glenn, do you have any yard signs is what Kevin wants to know.
Well, I'm waiting till the primary's over so I know who I'm competing against, but I will have them probably within the next couple of weeks.
Kevin, there you go. If they want yard signs.
Oh, please.
How would they get them?
Okay, you can I'm a little afraid to say this anymore considering that they couldn't get a hold of me for the FOP, but my direct email is Glenn Coble, and that's spelled with two N's, GlennCoble at hotmail.com. Or I'm going to give out my phone number. This way, I know I get all my phone calls. 740-361-8721. If I don't answer the phone, leave a message, give me your address, and I'll make sure we plant one in your yard.
The other thing, and that'll be after the May 2nd primary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Fitzko was on the other day, and I brought up to him again this whole issue with Bill Collins being eligible to run for mayor, because this could be a big issue, because this is my understanding, and if I have it wrong, somebody tell me different, but a complaint was lodged by a Democrat in February that Bill Collins is not eligible to run for mayor because he's a classified employee of the county, being chief deputy sheriff, because he said in a newspaper article with the Marion Star that he has helped with the budget. Okay, so that hearing was supposed to take place in February. It was thrown out because a Democrat in a Republican primary cannot make that complaint.
He didn't have standing.
So the hearing on his actual eligibility to run never happened.
Right.
Okay, after the May 2nd primary, anybody can make that complaint because then the whole electorate is part of it. A Democrat could make it, a Republican could make it. And it was my understanding from you, I think also the gentleman who made the complaint, that they were going to bring this up again as soon as they were eligible to.
Well, when I talked to him right after that meeting, he kind of made it, I'm probably will, but he didn't say definitely, so I'm going to leave it up to him to decide whether he would or not. I think it's a good question. I don't feel that I have the right to do that, even though I definitely would have standing being his opponent, if Sue doesn't win, by the way. I think it looks like sour grapes, or
if you do it,
if I do it, yeah, it just doesn't look good.
Well, and I want to say that that I asked the FOP about this after they made their endorsement about that issue, and they said that they have had their own personal people look at it, and they believe that he's not doing anything.
Oh, of course they would say that.
That's what they said.
I mean, the things that so far I've heard you say that the FOP has responded to are questions shouldn't even be brought up because you know what the answer is before you bring the question.
You got to ask them.
I know you do.
You got to ask
them. I know
you do. All right. Let's talk about the campaign itself. You're two months into it. The primary, you don't have a primary, but the primary is less than a month away.
Yep.
The election is not that far off in the grand scheme of things. How is your campaign going?
I would say it's, I'm not quite sure what I'd say. I've done a lot of groundwork for it. I've done a lot of, I've got pages of stuff written in my phone and also in this little black book of positions I want to take and positions I want to talk about. I've done a lot of the brain type stuff. I haven't gotten out and knocked on the doors yet, but I was waiting until the primary is over to go out and knock on doors. I also haven't put any signs out yet. I don't have them yet, but I haven't even tried to get them until next week because I just felt I had some leeway there until the primary is over. If the primary comes along and Sue wins, I may adjust it one way. If Bill wins, I'll adjust it another way. So I'm kind of taking a nap until the primary is over.
Now, campaigns have to have structure. How is the structure coming of your campaign?
Not well.
Why? Why?
Because I haven't been that interested. I've basically told my wife when I decided to do this, we aren't going to do a whole lot until the primary is over. So I have a list of about 12 people that I will contact for support. You happen to be one of them, but not support. I don't mean verbal support. I mean thought support. I want people that will tell me, Glenn, you're an idiot. I want people to tell me, Glenn, that's a great idea. You know, I want to get all the different ideas out there. Of course, I have to make the final choice, but I want people to tell me when I'm wrong. The best person I ever knew was my mother, who told me when I was wrong a lot. And I like that, because if you can open your mind and listen to what they're saying and not take it as a personal thing, you learn a lot by listening to those type of people, and that's what I want to do.
A lot of comments have been made about the Democratic Party as a whole here in Marion, and there's going to be a lot of elections locally this coming November, not just yours. We have heard the mayor make some comments in regard to the Democratic Party. They can go look at those, listen, they're online if people want to listen. We talked about it a little bit the first time, but you were just kind of getting in at that point. 2 months into this thing, what would you say the state of the Democratic Party in Marion, Ohio is?
Well, I've been to the last two Democratic meetings. Is it Democrat meetings or Democratic meetings?
Probably Democrat Party meetings.
Okay, I've been to the last two meetings.
I think the Republican meetings are probably Democratic as well.
Okay. I've been to two meetings. I've been a little disappointed because we had to struggle to get a quorum, which was only 10 people. So therefore, I believe that we're probably not in the greatest shape in the world, but we have some good people. And we have four or five people that are running for office, not including myself, but we have several people that are good people, that have good concerns at their heart. That's one of the things I'm proud of the Democrats in Ohio and also in Marion. I think most of us are moral. That's one of the problems we have right now with a one-party system. I mean, that's what we've got here in Marion, and also what we have in the state of Ohio is a one-party system. The one-party system breeds corruption. I'm not saying all Republicans are corrupt. I'm just saying it breeds corruption. It allows people, because they know they have nobody looking over their shoulder, nobody that's going to win, that's running against them, they can do pretty much what they want to. And I think that's what my candidacy is all about. My candidacy is to give people a choice, and I'd love to see a lot of people vote. If you're going to vote all Republican, maybe vote for me as a Democrat, so your ticket isn't blood red, it's kind of reddish purple.
You know, Glenn, when people hear you say what you just said about the Democratic Party meeting having trouble even getting a quorum of 10 people, here's why that's confusing to people, I think, listening. People who are listening are saying this is a local election year. This is not about national. This is local. This is city council positions. This is the mayor of Marion. This is a local election. No state offices. Okay. And the highest elected official in the city right now is a Democrat. How is it possible that the Democratic meetings in April cannot get 10 people?
Well, you've given me a great opportunity. I just looked to make sure I was right. Our meetings are on Wednesdays, the first Wednesday of the month. We encourage people to come to it, especially people that want to get involved. And there are a lot of people that are just sick and tired of the one-party system and would like to get involved, but they don't know how. Please come to our meetings. They're out at 790 Kenton Avenue, which is, you know, where the three tracks or the four, whatever the number of tracks are that go out there. It's where the old Marion Community Credit Union was out there. It's a building right next to that. It used to be owned by the credit union. But anyway, I think we normally start at 6:30. Come out to those meetings. Just come on in. If you want to join, you can join. If you just want to listen, come on in and raise your voice. Occasionally, I have forgotten to pay my dues, and they still let me talk.
Well, and just one more issue we want to clear up here, because it happened on our airwaves. It's not hidden to anybody. When you first came on, and people can go back and listen, I believe it was early February, you said that the mayor had encouraged you to run for office. And when we had the mayor on, I asked him about that, and he said, very clear, he said, and this is a paraphrase, but people can listen to it. The mayor said, let's be very clear. Glenn Coble came to me.
I did.
Okay. So I don't know why there was confusion there. Maybe it was the wording. I don't know.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I walked in on a Monday morning. In my head, I said, I'm not going to run. I told my wife when I left, because the mayor asked me to come in on Monday morning, and I told my wife as I was leaving, there's no chance they're going to want me to run. I've only got 3 days to get all the signatures. And I walked in, and I think I might have even said to him, you probably aren't interested in having me run. And he said, no, you need to run. So I assumed that was encouragement. But he didn't come and drag me out of the house and say, you got to run.
Well, I don't think when you say, did you... I don't even remember how... I should have pulled the audio. But when I asked the mayor, I said, Glenn said you encouraged him to run. And he stopped me, I think, right there and said, let's be clear, Glenn Coble came to me.
Yeah, well, he's right. I did.
But what you're saying is a little different than that.
Well,
I mean, you did go... Yes, you asked to go to him, but you went... You, as your own admission, you said, I went thinking they're not going to want me. And you said to him, you probably don't want me. And he said, you're saying, you need to run.
Well, there were a couple people there at the meeting, or at least one other. I think Mr. Ratliff was there. I think that's who it was. I can't remember. Anyway, they can attest to whatever. But it doesn't, this isn't a piddling match. I don't care who said what, who encouraged what. I'm running for office, and I'm going to stick with that. And the mayor has helped me out, and I have nothing but thanks to give to the mayor. That's all I can say.
No, and I think people, again, these are questions that come up from the audience, because I think nobody thought that was going to be something that the mayor was going to object to. When I asked him, I think it was just in passing. Glenn said you had encouraged him, but he wanted to make sure that he did.
Well, you know, I could see if I was the mayor, I can see hearing you say that and thinking he thinks I went and tried to drag him in to do this. No, he didn't. I did. I'll tell you what, one of our listeners who is on the other side of the aisle from me called me about a week before that happened and said, Glenn, you need to run for mayor. And I said, well, I hadn't thought about it. And he said, no, you need to run for mayor. And he's a gentleman you and I would both agree is on the right side.
Well, I do want to let people know, though, because we're getting hits online here, and I keep looking over there.
Sorry.
If people want to call in and talk to Glenn, ask a question, whatever you want. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Sometimes I forget to do that because, you know, when you're in a conversation, sometimes people don't call as much as they do when you're alone. But if you want to say something to Glenn, do call in, because even if it's just encouragement or if it's a problem, you know, whatever.
Well, and if you call in and I'm looking for money.
Well, now, hey, that's a question. It takes money to run for mayor. That's the whole city. This seems like it might be an uphill battle. I know Bill's held fundraisers. Sue has said she's having trouble raising money, and her primary's coming up in less than a month. What's it like in the Democratic Party?
I've been to one fundraiser for Corey Brown. It was not a great turnout, but we had a turnout. I'm planning on having one once I know who my opponent's going to be. I'm not... I know I have to fundraise. I'm not good at it because I'll ask you one time if you'll give me $5 and I won't bug you a second time. And that's not the way to raise money, apparently. But I am, as of Monday, I will have my account set up through, and I can't remember the name of the, Act Blue, I think it is. I'll have that account set up so that people can donate to me. And I'm going to send out some things on the web asking people to donate to me. So that should, and I'm sorry to have to do that. My dad used to say the worst, dad was a Methodist minister. He said the worst sermon I have to give every year and it's required by the church is to ask people for money. And I'm with dad. I am terrible for asking for money. But and I haven't named a treasurer yet because one of my problems, and if there's somebody listening that would like to help out, I'm looking for a treasurer. I've talked to four people. None of them can feel that they can do it. I mean, you know, it's you don't get paid. Well,
that's a lot, though.
Four yeah. People.
Now, what do they say?
And
we don't have to name them.
I'm not quite sure how you can. They're just. It's just more work that they want to do for no pay, you know. And well, and most of them don't even bring up the pay. I'm guessing that's what it is, because you don't get any pay. You have to do some forms and stuff like that. It's not hard work. I did it for myself when I was running for state representative. I did have a treasurer, but the treasurer was unable to do all the things, so I did some of them. I would love, if somebody wants to help me out, I'd love to name you as my treasurer.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are, again, I assume these messages I'm getting on the internet are for public consumption. From Mary out there, Glenn has our vote.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary. Yeah. I will do the best I can for you. I swear to God,
and
I will.
And Mary, if you, and again, we don't have to give last names or anything of that nature, but Mary, if you're out there or anybody else is listening, why? I mean, that sounded a little bad, didn't it? Why would you vote for Glenn?
Question. Yeah.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, this comes back to the Democratic Party, I think, in a way, locally, that here we are having trouble getting a treasurer. What about a campaign manager?
I haven't even started on that. I've been in PR most of my life. And I might do my own campaign managing, but it's like a lawyer doing his own case. There may be a fool at the switches, but I think I can handle that without. I'll tell you what, I've got lists and lists and lists, but one of the things that I think that people need to know about me is I'm old enough, as the pastor that was just before me was talking, as you get to a certain age, you don't have to impress anybody. You don't have to lie to anybody. You don't. All you have to do is be a good person, and that's what I have become. I knew how to lie when I was younger, and I was kind of a carouser when I was really younger, but I've become a good person, and I think I'd be a great mayor. I also think that I have some people. I think Mayor Schertzer will help me a lot if I do get elected, and he's been a good mayor for four terms. So
you know, we look at this thing as you said, Marion is one party. Now, I think what you're referring to is all the county commissioners are Republican. The mm-hmm. sheriff is a Republican. The majority of city council certainly is Republican, mm-hmm. and auditor is Republican, treasurer in the city is Republican. I think the only significant, and boy, if I leave somebody out here, let me know, are about, I think, three city council members left are Democrat. I believe the county auditor is Democrat, and the mayor is mm-hmm. Democrat. And I think that's why this mayoral race is a big deal for people here in Marion, because if the Democrats lose the mayor race, boy, we really now, we lost a four-term sheriff who was Democrat to a Republican. We've seen Democrat go from Democrat, city council go from Democrat to Republican. We've seen county commissioners have at least one Democrat on their committee of three gone. And if the mayor goes, that's going to be tough for the Democrats.
Well, And that's a problem, a huge problem, I think. If I were a Democrat and we were...
Prosecutor's Republican, by the way.
Yeah, and all, if everybody was a Democrat here in town, or the majority, I would feel uncomfortable about having no other voice speaking up over my shoulder. And that's exactly what I'm hoping that I can do. I have a degree from Valparaiso University. I consider myself quite empathetic. I believe honesty is the most one of the most important traits, and I guarantee you, if you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I'll say I don't know the answer. But if I do know the answer, I'll give it to an honest answer. I'm not going to overwhelm you with lots of verbose discussions about it, but I'll tell you what I honestly believe. I also believe that the mayor should be transparent, completely transparent. We're finding all sorts of lack of transparency right now in the Republican Party, and I'm not saying that's because they're Republicans. I'm just saying that it just happens to be cropping up, and I think the reason why it has cropped up is because they had nobody looking over their shoulder. And I think you as a voter, even if you're a registered Republican, you ought to think about some of us who are Democrats, who are good people, who are intelligent people, who will work for you. I'm not going to work against you just because you're a Republican. I'm going to work for all the people.
Hey, Glenn, put that headset on there. We got a call. All right. Okay, I'm going to let Glenn get his headset on here, and then we're going to go to the caller here.
Okay, I can
all
hear
right,
you.
Go ahead, caller. You're on with Glenn.
Well, good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I've been listening to you throughout the time you started thinking about running for office.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a different feeling now than it was when you first time you run for office?
Yeah, the very first time I ran for office was for county trustee. Wasn't that what it was?
I thought the state representative.
No, that was the second one time I ran. But
second. Well, is that tingle still in your system, or it sounded like to me every time I hear you talk, it's maybe a I don't care attitude.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good point.
Maybe you can correct me on that if you would, please.
I'll be glad to do that.
Wait a minute, Glenn.
Sure.
I'll tell you one thing.
Sure.
I'm 81 years old.
I know
you. I've been carrying for 50 years, and then I was under the mayor of Jack Kellogg and Scott Sercher. So I'm in the country now. I know I don't get to vote for that, but I help you out and stuff like that if there was every way I could.
Very
but
good.
I was just wondering, I just let you know the ground rules on that. I was under Jack Kellogg being a Republican and under Scott Sercher of being a Democrat. And they're both very fine. They took care of Marion. I've lived in Marion all my life, and I'm very proud of Marion and Marion County, and I moved out here. And one other thing I had when I was in town, born and raised there, we raised our family there. And was only about a block and a half from grade school, 6 years, and then about three blocks. That would be about a quarter, not even a quarter mile, and you know what track is. So I could hop, skip, and jump to three schools when I was a child, and I give the opportunity there. They didn't have to be on any bus or anything.
Yeah.
So there's issues like that that other people I know in Marion, and it's big issues, but I never hear anything about busing and schooling and so on and so forth. So I'll get off my stand, and I'll just, you ask me some questions. Okay. Maybe I can ask you a few more if you don't mind, please.
Sure. Now, I used to walk to school, too. I did it barefoot in the middle of the snowstorms, too. But
our boys went to school year-round, yes. We understand all that, and you're a pastor boy. But let's talk about your adult age.
Okay, well, you had asked a very good question. My attitude has changed about running for office. My attitude now, before, you know, people say you have to have fire in the gut to run for office. Sometimes there are people that have fire in their gut to run for office, but the fire in their gut is, oh, I'll be important, or, oh, I'll make some money. Quite frankly, the fire in my gut is not fire. It's just sincere concern for Marion, and also sincere concern for the one party's kind of corrupting policy that we've come to in Ohio and in Marion. And I hope I'm giving people the opportunity to have a second choice. You don't have to vote straight blue ticket or straight red ticket. You can alter that.
I can understand that. That's what I done. I go either way, and mm-hmm. that was our decision we could make ourselves.
Sure.
But then again, your opponent, you're talking and calling him a cop. Not just a cop. That's just a slang word to use on and off.
I have
nothing against that, but I'd say he's very reputable. 37 years in a position and still there and doing a job. He needs credibility and considered a law officer. The slang word is not really necessary, and especially something like this.
Well, I'm never quite sure what I'm supposed to call him, because he was both in the sheriff's department and also in the city, and you're right, it's kind of a shorthand for a policeman, he was a sheriff.
He's capable of doing something in the county and in the city. What flexibility would be any nicer than having somebody in Marion that is going to take a big-time names, Jack Kellogg and Scott Searcher, and come out with a variety of doing the best that they can do either in the county or out of the county. That same, whether he's a Republican or Democrat. See the suasion part? There's no stagnant area in between, and that's what we're getting about. But I'm hearing from any of the representatives like yourself or the other lady running against Collins that what is going on here? Can't you bring out some real good positive things that what you may do instead of waiting until after you see what an opponent does? That's just what I said about the fire burning. Maybe you ought to shovel another coal.
Well, I have a list on my phone that's about 10 pages long of things that I have been planning to do, and that's kind of what I did because I was waiting for the primary to get over. I was trying to plan all the things that I think this city needs, and I can't do them on this radio show. It's just not long enough, and the listeners would get bored, but I'll be more than happy to talk to you personally. Give me a call.
I like to hear you talk to other people, because sometimes I misrepresent things maybe a little bit like that.
No, I doubt it.
Here's the thing. How about just some short-term ideas? If you got that big a volume of things, couldn't you produce them to the public instead of maybe so-called dodging this and that? But Glenn, you're a fella that is capable of doing anything if you just set your mind to it. But
I think so.
I say anybody running for office, they have some background to them and can prove the point that what they will do for people. And I just going to give you a call, encouragement, and good luck to you, Glenn.
Okay, thank you. Well, the first thing I give to the people of Marion is the opportunity to have a choice. I also want to fight the political corruption that is starting to creep into our politics in the state of Ohio and in the city of Marion.
Wouldn't that be a different classification if you want to fight things, corruption and stuff, in this and that? A mayor is taking care of city issues and trying to improve things and maybe continue things that prior mayors had in mind.
Oh, yeah. I believe that Scott Scherzer has done a great job. That's only the first two things of about, I'm trying to guess here, maybe 40 or 50 things that I have on my list here. But those were the top two things that I thought were important to all people, whether you're Republican or Democrat. I don't like the idea of having a one-party system. We need to hold the everybody accountable for any corruption. And I continue to have a deep faith in the people of Marion. We have a lot of great people here in Marion that will work with me and also for me. I believe that we should fight for our minorities and the underrepresented people here in Marion. There are an awful awful lot of poor people in Marion, and they are not represented as well as I think they should be. I'm looking into the idea of the charter city thing, which many people think is a good idea. I'm still on the fence about that. I think we need to study why we have so much drug abuse here in the city of Marion. I think we should hold city employees to a standard of ethics that I'm not sure that we have written down. We need to accept and celebrate diversity in the city. We have a lot of poor people. We have a lot of black people. We have a lot. We have Hispanic people. We have men, women, girls, boys, and I'm sure we have some transgender people. I know we have some gay people. As a matter of fact, one of the people I've asked to help represent me is gay. Those are just some of the things. I only got through the first quarter of a page, so.
Yeah, like I say, I've been here 81 years, so I've lived here, and I've got you beat by several years. So.
Yeah, I've only lived in Marion for 19.
Pardon me?
I've only lived in Marion for 19 years.
Yeah, well, I had 50 years there and 30 years out here in the county. Sure. And the flexibility is what's the part I was getting at, Glenn. Okay. And I thought you could maybe give some more positive answers and the addressment of whatever you want to say, law enforcement, okay, instead of cops. Thanks, Glenn.
Oh, okay. Our callers are smart listeners out there.
Yeah,
you know, they
sure
pay attention. By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Glenn Coble, the Democratic candidate for mayor here in Marion coming up this November, 740-383-9944.
I believe COPS stands for Civic Order of Police. Is that what it stands for? It wasn't. It is not intended as a. It's not like I'm calling him a pig.
Well, let me say this. Common wisdom, I think, would be in a city where the mayor has been Democrat for 16 years, that here we are going to have a new mayor, and no other Democrats have run. And when you constructed the story of meeting with Mayor Schertzer, there's no Democratic primary.
No. Huh?
So do you find that odd in any way?
I find it disturbing. I don't know that it's odd. I think people, you know, I've run twice. I've run against, and I think I ended up with somewhere around 30% of the vote, which was very disheartening. I had people tell me why we should all have AR-15s in our house, there's just so many things nationally that people are jumping all over. But in the local situation, like Mayor Schertzer has done a great job helping downtown Marion blossom. He's encouraged new business startups, and I hope that we will continue to do that. I hope we will also encourage environmental health within Marion. That means like having parks or new plantings or community gardens. I'd love to develop more community gardens so that people that don't have the money or the wherewithal to go and buy nice new tomatoes can stop by and pick them up for free. And the previous caller, he was asking for things, I think, like that. I have lots of plans like that.
You know, Glenn, when we look at this on the big picture, we talked about the FOP endorsement this week of mm-hmm. Bill Collins. Mm-hmm. We talk about strong Republican leadership representation in this city and county right now.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the way the votes have went over the last several elections, getting close to 10 years now, being mostly Republican. We talk about the Democratic Party only having 10 or so people barely able to get a quorum here in town right now. For all of these reasons, do you think you can win? I mean, I think that's what people would wonder. Because there's a lot of negatives coming out here of maybe why you wouldn't.
Well, one of the reasons why I mentioned so little turnout to the Democratic meetings is to encourage people to turnout. Like I mentioned, it's the first Wednesday of every month. Stop out at 790 Kenton Avenue and just join us and add your thoughts. If you're going to complain about, well, I would encourage Republicans to come to those meetings and explain to us what they're looking for, or basically independence if you're going to come to that meeting. Do I think I'm going to win? I'm not ignorant enough or blind enough to think I've got the best chance to win, but I think it's going to be a low turnout. And if the Democrats and the independents turn out for me, I have a chance, absolutely. And I'm going to keep on trying until November 7th, I think it is.
If you had to give a percentage that you think you would win at this point, and a lot of things can change between now and then, what would you say?
I have no idea. I really don't.
50-50?
I don't think it's 50-50, but it's on the south side of that. But I'm hopeful that people will wake up. If people will come and listen to me, if people will, you know, come to the League of Women Voters thing and listen to my thoughts, or if people will listen to whoever my opponent's going to be and ask questions, I think maybe they'll find out that I have better answers, or at least I have answers that they like.
You know, Glenn, we did not get a chance to cover a lot of stuff. Can you stay over a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Glenn's going to stay with us. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back.
And it's probably so. But on the other hand, I think that we need to get back to the fundamental premise of the American psyche.
Want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in the